Welcome to Mirth, Magic, and Mayhem, the AARPG's new actual play series using the Dragonbane RPG by Free League Publishing. I'm Nathan, your host, co-GM, and I'll also be playing Brains, the idiot Wolfkin thief. Let's meet my friends and fellow cast members.
I'm Malcolm, your co-GM, and I'll also be playing Corinne Rinesmith, the judgy halfling bard.
Hi, I'm Tyr, and I'll be playing Dane Ringson, a human scatterbrain scholar.
I'm Chris, and I'm playing Sigyn, elfin huntress.
Hey all, this is Anthony, and I play Kurgan, and he wants to remind you,
you should go and get stuffed.
Hello everyone, this is Sean. Now we'll be playing Baylor Banefire, Dwarf Artisan Specialist.
I'm Tim, AARPG's latest temporary Double Seeker probationary player. I play Quiverwing, the enchanting mallard whose spellbinding plumage shivers like distant lightning on a moonlit night.
Together, we'll explore ancient secrets of a long-forgotten empire, facing challenges and forging our destiny in a world where every castle, cave, and crypt holds the echoes of a bygone era. Get ready for an epic journey filled with laughter, suspense, and unforgettable moments in the Misty Vale.
Hello and welcome to the Advanced Age Role-Playing Gamers Podcast. I'm Nathan, I'm your host tonight. We are playing Dragonbane. It is episode 39. We are in the Misty Vale, and I've turned the reins back over to Malcolm to bring us to the dramatic conclusion of this whole Dragon Emperor tonight campaign. It might be tonight for some of us. Who knows what's going to happen? I guess it depends which way we go.
Good
job.
Did I hear you right?
Did you say the dramatic conclusion?
Dramatic.
No. Dramatic. Oh, okay. Dramatic.
It's like,
where are we going with that old ears?
Yeah, okay, Mr.
We all hear what we want to hear. So.
Gelatinous cube.
Gelatinous.
Germanic cube.
Germanic cube.
It's actually just a big cube of spätzle.
Spätzle, yeah.
So if for some odd reason you're watching this and you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe. Leave some comments too. We'd like to hear some comments about how we're doing.
They don't have to be nice.
They don't have to be nice. Even to Matt,
be nice to Matt.
Would you fight a giant cube made of sauerkraut?
I don't know. Listen, I can only get so erect.
Jeez.
That's not what I heard. Going. anyway.
This
so,
isn't even his final form.
Dragonbane, yes. Episode 39. Take it away, Malcolm.
Okay, when we last left off, the party had just snuck out in the middle of the night from the town of Outskirt. In the hopes of not drawing too much attention. Unfortunately, after knocking over a bucket and hitting a bell and clambering through armor and then burning down a house, basically you made enough noise to wake half the village. But so only about 20 people of the people saw you actually leave as you slipped away in the night. With your pathfinder leading the way, you have managed to find a campsite not too far off down the road and slept peacefully without incident until morning. So, then we find our party breaking down camp, finishing off breakfast along the road, trying to decide which way they think they should be going.
So, what was for breakfast?
Well, having just left in, there was still a rasher of bacon which they got from the innkeeper, as well as some porridge. Maybe a few fresh berries from the farm that you guys saved from a giant. But that's pretty much it. The rest appears to be travel rations, as far as what I recall people purchasing. A nice good wheel of cheese, though, does make a portion of it.
I have several slices of preserved cake.
Mmm.
Just in case.
Good idea. I guess we run into another wizard.
Mm. Does cake preserve well?
It depends on the cake.
Rock cake.
Fruit cake.
Well, if you smoke it first, it'll last forever.
Well, dwarven smoked cake pancake. Is the definitely
a pan,
heat.
A pan and tone, you know, like those will last forever.
Yeah, it's a pan and tone. It will last a pretty good while. So from Outskirt,
at last Yule, I still think I have it in my backpack.
You should not. You should let it go.
It's sentient now.
So guys, where are we going?
From outskirts, you guys can take the road. There is an actual road that goes northward. And does cross the Coomer River. It is a large expanse that Magna existed Woods. Even back to the Dragon Emperor's rule. So it is a bridge that has been there forever. But then it roots to a road that heads directly into the Magna Forest, which is said to be haunted and full of unsavory things. But if you stick to the coast along the river, you should be able to take it all the way north to a number of places. But the question is, where are you guys headed? There was some division.
Yeah, I thought we were going to go take out that evil.
The options were
that's
were
pretty vague. This is all
there's sense. So much evil.
Yeah, I mean, do you mean like evil, like competitive prices as far as how bards are paid? Or do you mean like evil, like cleaning fees? Or evil, like some dark demon who's going to rise up again and take over the world for another 2,000 years.
Yeah, so there's that demon lord guy. Were we going after the demon lord guy, or were we going to look for some help from the orcs? What are we doing?
We talked about making use of the orcs' banner to rally them to our cause and to serve as cannon fodder.
Didn't you guys make a deal with them already? Against my better judgment?
It worked out for us, did it not?
I think it did.
That's irrelevant.
There was also the band of knights.
My judgment was still
The Knights of the Flame Imperishable riding north of Outskirts somewhere.
Mm-hmm. For a recap of that episode, it happens to be episode 17. I just watched it yesterday.
Yeah. And you had been asked by Harding, the captain of the guard in Outskirts, to take word. To the Knights of the Flames Imperishable, of the death of Ophelia Shadowleaf, who was apparently murdered by a servant, or at least cultist, Seth Mogg, in the town. As he said before, he only heard reports that they were riding in the north. He had not seen some in a month or so.
Do the cultists of Seth Mogg have a known church gathering?
No. Not locally, as far as you're aware of. I mean, basically, maybe a myth and legends will probably give you some idea. That'd probably be helpful.
May I roll myths and legends?
Yes,
there?
You may roll myth and legends. That is no forbiddens.
Okay. I failed.
Okay. As far as you know, they're pretty small. Okay. But you're not sure if they have sort of startup little tent churches or if they have hidden shrines places. Mm-hmm. Though you do recall that in the south there was talk of a whole entire of temples there, but up here you don't really know. And considering that, according to legend, Seth Mogg ruled the world for over 2,000 years before Elidane and the dragons came and freed the world from him and banished him back to his own realm. So technically, maybe there could be hundreds of shrines all over the world, for all you know. So there's not really a good, clear answer. You haven't heard none of the actual cultists you run to, or at least tortured and beaten, or whatever, ever mentioned, I need to get back to my church.
I have a weird question.
Is it weird, Tane?
It is. You know, and I don't think we've ever asked this question this whole time we've been together. We know that Elidane crafted the sword, he founded the empire, it lasted for hundreds of years. With an iron and a fiery hand. So lots of good and lots of bad. But what happened to the dragons after the fall of the Empire? Where did they go?
They're still around.
Some said they went to the wild. Others say they went to the far east across the Sea of Dreams.
But they're not in the Vale. No one's seen one in a Vale.
You've heard wars occasionally, but no one's actually seen one. But then again, understand that the veil is covered with heavy cloud cover and a mist that pervades everything, hence its name, which has occurred since, which only recently has become, well.
There was about a year there where I saw one every day.
it's just, they seem to be so prevalent during the Empire, and then for them just to not.
Well, I mean, no demons, no dragons, right?
Well, but now there's plenty of... Also, it's something you even said, Dane. I mean, the Emperor ruled, yes. And then after he passed, his children ruled, and maybe and squabbled and so forth. The more humans that they were, or at least corruptible and selfish, the less they were connected with the dragons, and the dragons, therefore, were less connected to the humans, and then drifted away. It is something that the elder races have discussed before.
Just curious. I mean, we're seeing the emergence of old legends. You know, we've
unearthed. Perhaps they will return too when someone worthy shows themselves.
As we all turn to Baylor.
Of course, I'm here.
Someone worthy.
I am worthy.
We'll see.
Is the worthy person standing behind Baylor?
Maybe.
Well, again, so we are no closer to making a decision here.
The worshippers of Sathmaw gather, correct?
Well, there's two.
I just asked about locations where the worshippers of Sathmaw gather.
Well, we know where the Bovine Knight Road.
Okay, according to my notes, we know of two places. We know of the Isle in the Mirror Lake, where the undead archpriest is,
mm-hmm.
And then also the Temple of the Purple Flame.
But do we know where the Temple of the Purple Flame is?
Let me consult my notes. It's in the Marches, Magna Woods in the Diseased Forest, which is where we saw the demon riding the cow backwards, headed in that direction.
Indeed.
So both options to the north.
So we go north, huh?
Well, yeah.
Not west?
I failed to see anything leading us any of the other directions.
Life, liberty.
Well, life is a good choice.
Pursuit.
Well, yeah.
Wealth.
Yeah, life.
I mean, we could give the silly-looking sword to the knights and the banner and let them go get the orcs, and they can go do it, and we can go back to the bar and drink.
No. The sword's fine with us.
I do not know that the knights could necessarily be trusted with that power.
I mean, they follow the same tenets that Elidane did, was cleansing the world through fire.
North it is, I guess.
Yes, we should go north.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I trust their order.
Dane, can you carry this for me, please? It's really heavy.
I was saying that,
you're so good at it.
You know, the knights follow the same tenets that Elidane did, was cleansing the world through holy fire. And as we all saw and all felt, that wasn't exactly the best method of governance in the whole...
Bingo! Suddenly.
Yeah, I exactly remember being burned several times by the overall righteous power of that imperial rule. So, hence, West?
And his wizard was unkind to people.
If we happen across the knights, I say we merely inform them. We merely inform them of Ophelia's Shadowleaf's end, and then continue on our merry way and hope word of our efforts have not made it to them yet.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, I'm sure we can take the demon all by ourselves.
Well, let's not be too hasty. Much like everything else we've done, why don't we just head in a direction and play it by ear for now?
Okay. Pardon the pun, we should wing it.
We're not big planners.
What do we think is in the Mirror Lake? The Isle in the Mirror Lake?
Yeah. Oh, that is that's the undead right hand of the Lich.
Sathmaw.
Yes, that is Azagoth.
Yeah,
the more likely will be opening the gate Azrael to Koth, yeah. Bring Sathmaw here, if he should be free.
So killing his right-hand man would likely bring him here?
No, we'll do the exact opposite, probably.
It'd make him weaker in this realm. Okay.
Yeah, I'm all for making the bad guy weaker before we headlong rush toward him.
The trouble is, the Mirror Lake lies beyond the Magna Woods. So we open ourselves up to the dangers of the Magna Woods en route.
And it may be that this demon is causing these unearthly, this destruction and these weird things. We would save the town. But I will go where the cheese wheel goes.
There's rumor that a demonic presence is already spreading out of the Magna Woods, according to the rumors that I have heard and written down in my book. Otherwise, I would not have heard them. But... So there might already be something there.
So the question is, do we face the stronger threat of the those in the Temple of the Purple Flame with the Demon Sorcerer, or do we try and attack the Demon Sorcerer first to weaken the hold at the temple? So I suspect we should do the latter.
Go to the temple first?
No, go to the Mirror Lake.
I don't think I'm of the impression is if we can't handle the minor threat first, we wouldn't be able to handle the centuries old Archlich. I mean, we can discuss this while we're going.
Yeah,
a lich counts as an undead thing,
yes,
right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Isn't the Temple of the Purple Flame where Sathbog roots?
No. Temple of the Purple Flame is there's an evil demonic presence, but where Sathmog would come through would be on the island Mirror Lake with his right hand undead lich archmage.
There has been no knowledge as far as where he would come.
True. We don't know where. But it is thought that the archmage would bring Sathmog back into the world, which would be in the Mirror Lake. Unless he's escaped.
It could already be too late. We've already killed one demon. They're not so bad. Nothing a little dragon.
Have we, in our time at the inn, overheard talk of where the Sathmog worshippers might expect this arrival to be?
No. Even, you never overheard any talk, and you never brought that question to them when you've encountered them in the past.
Very well. Next one we come across, we shall interrogate that.
So, you start on the path north. Fortunately, there is what remains of the Grand Road of the Empire, going north from the village, which means your pathfinding is a lot easier. Pretty much just tell them to stick on the road and they probably won't die. It's pretty good work for you as far as you're concerned, Siggy. So there won't be any need for a bushcraft roll as long as you guys stay on the road, which leads north. Mm-hmm. And it continues without incident, and for the first half of the day, there is nothing of note that occurs. It is just before noon when you see a group of people heading towards you. Hmm. You can give me an awareness roll, I think is what you'll need.
An awareness roll?
All of us are just...
Whoever wants to be it, who wants to make a note,
I'm aware.
I rolled a demon.
Okay. I rolled a two.
Okay.
So I also rolled a two. I rolled a dragon.
Aaron did not roll because he's still fidgeting with his armor.
17.
For Quicksilver, and those who made two and above, but within success, you recognize, you think, two of the people. It appears to be those two old ladies. There is a wheelbarrow. There's also a very large man, a very muscular man, who's pushing the wheelbarrow. Someone in the wheelbarrow and another woman beside them. Brains, you recognize the woman in the wheelbarrow.
Oh.
It's Nolita, the woman from the bar in Black Ridge.
Oh, the one from... Okay. Huh.
Yeah. The drunk from the bar who would sit back there and just go, we're all drunk by necessity. That crazy one.
Yeah.
Friends by choice, drunk by necessity. That one. She appears to be the woman in the wheelbarrow. But they are just sort of walking on one side of the road as a party. You don't recognize the third woman, who is a very attractive. Almost startlingly so,
Like, how far away are they?
They're about 12 meters away. So a good distance. When you spot them and they're not stopping, and I don't know if you guys stop, but they by the time
I'll call out and say, is your companion injured?
The old ladies will wave, and once they get close enough, they won't say anything until they won't shout. Which is weird. Like, even though you guys shout, they just will wave, but they won't shout until they get close. And then Perpetual goes, no, she's not exactly what I would call injured. Not sober, drunk maybe, but definitely not injured in any way.
Okay.
Oh my goodness, did you all know? Simplicity Ward and Perpetual Gristle are here. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Dane just puts his book down. He's been reading the whole time.
These are the ladies so, that we bought the turnips from, right?
Yeah. You're trading training turnips for old drunks.
Not exactly. She looks over at Simplicity and goes, "Well, I mean, it was kind of, well, I just thought an old friend pops up. We should definitely take her home if she's going to be drunk and walking around in the woods. And so I wasn't going to leave her there, so I had Clem put her in the barrel." The attractive woman who hasn't said anything, to this point, so listen goes, "Well, we couldn't exactly leave her there. She's been missing for some time, and it seemed the right thing to do. He, after all, technically is... Well, anyway.
Out of game question, is that the woman from the time loop?
Yeah.
Yes. That is the woman drunk in the bar from the time
Holy
loop.
Holy crap.
Yeah, it was like, isn't that the woman from the time loop?
I believe it is, yes.
Speaking of, I know Lena goes, "All right, over, hit him, frit him, huh?" And then slumps back in.
Wait.
Well, that sounds about right.
Didn't Corgan date her for one of those loops?
Who hasn't?
For about a month, I think.
Yes, about a month.
That was messy.
Well,
it was for her.
Perpetua goes, I cannot go into what may have happened with you or her. If she owes you money, we are not responsible."
No, she was trapped in the past with us, and we know how we escaped, but we don't know how she escaped. It shouldn't have been possible. We killed a demon to do it.
Well, presumably when we killed the demon, others were left.
She wasn't from the past, right?
You guys never talked to her to find out very much. She was always usually just too drunk.
Because the cultist and that woman, they popped out too.
The cultist and the orc, yes.
Yeah, they did. The others who were trapped inside surely escaped once the...
Yeah, right.
Those who were trapped inside popped out.
Trapped there too.
We just don't know where they happened to
Darg
reveal
does
themselves.
Not figure any of this out. He doesn't even know you guys are talking about time loops.
Okay.
He's looking at the wheel of the car going, "That's some big cheese."
Yes. So she just goes, "Well, anyway, we're headed back to outskirts. That way we can hopefully afford any more of those horrible nights."
Please, though, where did you happen to find her?
Oh, well, we found her out by the, well, actually we found her in the river. That'd be
Excuse me, you said horrible nights. Do you mean like the end of the day, or do you mean like mounted in armor?
No,
those
are terrible nights of the flame imperishable, running around, harassing people, demanding. They believe the legendary blade. And the Jagged Emperor has been found.
You mean that one?
Just slap him upside the head.
All three of the women turn their head and look. Not Nalila, she's just sitting in the barrel. And the guy carrying, you know, pushing the barrel doesn't look, but they all look at the blade.
I forgot I wasn't supposed to say anything.
Well,
did you?
Well, as he takes his hand out, it's written, "Don't say anything about the sword, Dane."
Oh, well, yes. Did you forget? Cat's in the bag.
That's going to be a difficulty for you. I was just avoiding them. Well, Richard goes,
"Perhaps
what
we should wrap the sword for one.
What is your intent with the sword?" Simplicity goes, "Yeah, that would be a good question. What do you plan on doing with it? You have it?"
Well, Baylor's going to kill that lich.
Yes, I'm going to use my superior skills to strike down the lich. I am the natural choice.
He's very good at throwing it.
Let's not talk
throwing
about that.
Sword.
He missed everyone with it.
So it is. So the attractive one, woman, the young one who you haven't seen, who goes, "So it is your intent to slay Ezreal Koth?"
Well, that's...
The undying high priest of Sathmog.
Well, allegedly undying.
It's our intent to ensure the demon lord does not take over.
He was not dead. They couldn't kill him. The emperor couldn't kill him, so he imprisoned him on the island on the middle lake. And there, surrounded with a shroud of poisonous corrosive gas to prevent anyone from going there. And then had several legions, it's questionable the number, of his loyal knights, preserved forever to guard him. So I'd pretty much think that maybe he might be a long-lived, or at least long.
Well, perhaps.
At least
you're
he's
right.
Going to hang around for a while. But know this, Dwarf Forge Master. While the sword will clear away the poisonous gas and allow you to reach the island, and it is the one thing that Azacoth fears, it is also a weapon that he needs to fulfill his destiny.
Oh, well, that might be a bad idea going there, then.
If he is not stopped, of course, his master will return, I suppose. And you could possibly delay it. That is the intent of the Knights of the Imperishal Plain. They will take it back out of this valley and far from here to the master of their legions.
Well, they don't have a very good history with, you know, they want to burn everything.
They do believe that flame purifies. And believe me, as witches, we are quite aware of what they think of us and how they plan to apply flames.
Well, we purify can't have things. That.
That may apply also for she goes, she looks around and goes, wizards too, I suppose, and mages. And other conjurers of all nature. After all, they have had conflicts with necromancers. And sort of lumped them all magical practitioners in the same bin. I'm just saying.
So this island in Mirror Lake is the mage and his minions seeking to leave it, and are they getting any success in doing so? Or
he cannot leave the island at all without the sword.
So how would he aid in the return of the demon lord Sathmog if he's imprisoned on the island and can do not from there?
His body is imprisoned on the island.
So he can act beyond the bounds of the island.
Have you not seen the bats at night?
We did not know the origin of those bats. Are they his doing?
That is what Perpetua believes. And she goes, it is my belief that he is in some way sending messages and talking to them. The cultists that we have encountered seem too organized. They are going on missions for Azacoth in the name of Sathmog. Which means that if he is, he may not be off the island. He still has influence.
Dane checks both of his hands. He goes, okay, no. Well, what about that demon that was made of bats that we just killed?
That's true. We did kill a demon made of bats. It almost sucked my life away.
They sort of stop and they gather in a little threesome and start talking.
It wasn't written down. I could talk about that.
Yes, that is a matter of the first sight and the second thought. True. They all break up and come back.
First sight and second thought.
Well, says Petra, that has shown some great heroics, having defeated a demon made of bats, probably a bloodsucker of some sort.
Does Zane recall the name of the demon?
I don't think we got
the name. The type of demon. It was.
Yeah, I think it was a blood demon. Right? Blood demon.
Yeah.
Now, you must understand, we don't normally deal with with demons in the same matter, or at least in the same amount of martial capacity. Clever talk, quick moves, avoiding entanglements is usually the best for us. They're not as powerful as some in our way, but we don't need to be. We're not concerned with such things usually. We leave it up to heroes like yourselves. To which the third one goes, after all, you are the bearer of the Sword of Valor. And she has her moonbow, and he has the sword of the Elidane Emperor. Elidane.
Yes.
So that's
I
more
have
than
beam crusher.
And you have the... Yeah, because like you seem to have enough implements in which to deal with a
and
number
I have
of
this
things.
Giant stick.
I think that's... Oh.
Do you know something of the origins of this bow? We found it in the grave of someone, but we know nothing beyond it.
And we saw it in the past.
She sort of looks at you and goes, from what I understand, it was an elven bow of some magic. It was from the forest far, far to the east. South, yeah, but far to the east. Perhaps maybe if you run into more of your kin, they can greater enlighten you. But I know it's called a moon bow, and it is vulnerable, supposedly, against undead.
Ooh. Well, thank you for that bit of knowledge, and we will look into it further.
Now,
do you know of the Sword of Valor?
Well, yeah, we've heard about Astrid.
Oh, you know her?
Oh, no, no. We'll not touch it.
Oh, I just don't have much.
She's
of
like,
that.
I don't have the history of her.
No,
it's like one of those things you know, but you don't really want to be involved with them, and they show up at parties and you avoid them. But you know about them. Yes.
Oh,
they usually lead to a lot of adventure and running around and doing things that involves a lot of blood.
I was just curious if there was more I could learn about her, but I mean, she saved me twice.
Oh, basically all I know. It's a magical sword named Astrid, the Sword of Valor, which somehow imbues the person wielding it with the true virtues of a, I think it was a knightly hero. I am not certain if it's cursed or not. It just seems to go to a lot of people's heads.
Oh, no, we got rid of the curse item we had. It caused a, you know, he holds up his bandaged hand. It's like, it extracted a bit of a heavy price.
Where did you stick that finger?
In a ring.
That's not for us to ask. Do not ask where he sticks his fingers. What happened with him?
In a ring.
Miserable beast belches.
Like I said, avoid the knights if you can. Lady goes, that smells like finger.
Have you seen any gatherings of the Nightkin in your journeys?
We did come across a patrol a couple of days ago. We think they were headed towards a chieftain.
Which direction were they headed?
North, I believe.
Excellent. Well, I mean, we are headed north, but we'll have to try to avoid the knights.
Then you might need to get off the road at some point. But it probably won't be safest until after you cross the bridge.
Oh, ladies. Thank you for the information. I have something for you. This rat. And he brings out a little cage with a rat in it. This rat traveled with us from the past and might possibly be immortal.
An immortal rat?
Possibly. I haven't tested it. I've just fed it cheese.
I was thinking maybe a little bit of fun, but fine. Simplicity will take the rat. Oh, it's a nice rat. Look at that. He's got all his legs.
And it might be immortal.
It'll have to be useful, I suppose. Mm.
Only time will tell.
Corinne goes, sometimes he's absolutely brilliant. Sometimes. Well, they will thank you for the rat.
And your name? Your name, kind lady?
Winifred Boggs.
Winifred Boggs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, very nice to meet you. Thank you.
I don't know if you're welcome. As Dog, the bastard, says, only time will tell.
And if you'd be so kind as to keep word of our possessions to yourselves, it'd be much
appreciated. We think it's best. Discretion is important. I hope you guys learn that as well.
As do Clem? Most of us.
Clem, let's keep moving.
He rolls up his sleeve and there's like notes of things not to say now. I'm learning.
To write notes, yes.
The big guy lifts his into the barrel and begins pushing it along. And they just start to take off. And you continue on the road. There is no other encounters before, as dusk begins to settle in, and you can see the bridge, which is an impressive expanse across the Kuma River, consisting of a large, wide expanse as far as, with several pillars and arches that hold up this stone bridge that obviously was built during the time of the Emperor based on its architecture. And the road that goes off of it does not seem to match its overall grandeur, having been worn away by time. But the bridge itself seems to be almost untouched by it. You can either choose to camp on this side of the road or on the far side. On the far side, it would mean you'd probably get there at night. Like, it would be already dark by the time you reach the other side of the bridge from where you are. But you'd be over the river, which is your major obstacle to going any further north. But you'd be bussed up. You'd be up against the road continues into the Magna Woods, but the Magna Woods would be right there between you and the river.
Is there
personally, the Nagroads in one side, the river in the other. If you go Kevin, so that's all to know.
Personally, I'd rather not have my back to the river in case we run into cultists or something, but that's just me being a little paranoid. What do you guys think?
Well, regardless of which side of the river we're on, we'll have the river to our backs at one end or the other.
Well, but Magna Woods, diseased forest in front of us, and then river to the back of us. That's kind of what I'm...
Oh. And the other side is cultists and knights and the river to the back of us. The question is, which can be done more securely? What's the lay of the land like here? Is there any cups of trees, shrubberies, or is it just open farmland, which is more defensible?
I mean, there is some open, not only open farmland, but sort of open hills, but there are various crops of trees that you can find that are located not too far from one another. There's even some ruins of what appears to have been at some point possibly a watchtower, but that would be, to get to that, it's going to be cutting off the road and going a little bit further south and west to get to that tower. And you would reach it by nightfall. Well, it would be defensible. You would lose some time starting off again from there. You can find
a location. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Is that a location? Let me see if I can.
No. Is there a location where we can observe the road and people passing by on the road from it, or no?
There may be. Far. If you go back a little bit, you did pass sort of crops of trees that will be big enough that you guys can camp there. It's not near the river. you could observe the road, yes.
Well, my recommendation would be to travel back to the copse of trees where we could observe passersby on the road, maybe to see who carries word from outskirt northward. And to be more defensible than facing the armies of the Dark Woods.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I bow to your wisdom in this.
Always bowing.
Okay.
It's part, well, that's part of the knightly virtues.
Why don't you give me a bushcraft roll to...
Bushcraft. Oh, can I assist?
If you wish to, that would help give her a boost.
I'll assist. I have a 15, so...
I got a 2 and a 7, so yes, I did a success.
Good for you.
Okay. So you are able to find not difficult to find it, but to find a place to camp, set up camp in the woods, which you'll be able to at least get the group set up and maybe even set up one of the tents that would not be visible from the road, and possibly. You can decide on a campfire or not. It might be good to probably have it, because even, it's not too cold being the end of summer, living into fall.
I would suggest that since we are now a very wanted party, we should keep it without the fire.
Yeah, it's probably best.
Yes.
And we set up watches throughout the night.
Okay.
Just waiting for a moment to talk to you about me charging an object with some willpower.
Okay. So, using the charge spell?
I'm going to charge and spell seal. It's called spell seal? Magic seal.
Magic seal.
I am pouring the willpower into a stone that I can use to heal somebody with.
Yeah.
That way we have the healing magic stored up, even if I can't do something else. Does that make sense?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. So combining charge with magic seal. So I'm going to spend 14 willpower, and then...
And you need to make 3 rolls.
Then I make 3 rolls, and I can get a stone that will heal 3d8.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I will make
which
my 3
rolls. Throw at your wounded head.
Right.
Be healed!
Yes, I will.
Thanks. You are healed.
Okay, so that is what you're doing.
Yes, that's what I'm doing before bed.
Okay, before bed. Mm-hmm. And the party breaks up into various shifts to cover the overnight.
Yes, we should probably do that. I'll take first shift.
Alone?
I'll take middle of the night.
That is something I should inform all of you, if you don't recall, absolutely none of you are of people of the kin that can see in the dark, I believe. Is that correct?
Oh, yes, yes.
We can hear in the dark.
Yes. You can unfortunately hear the dark.
Are we doubling up on watches or are we single?
We could three shifts, two each.
Okay. I'll stay up with I'll do middle shift with Dane.
Okay.
Doing middle shift? Damn it. Okay, I'll take the first shift.
With Baylor.
Okay. Yes, great.
Awesome. Darg will take last shift.
And Karen will take it with you.
Oh, very nice. You can sing.
No. No. We're trying to not be noticed, so I'm not going to be singing.
Rock you could like you, a hurricane.
We're going to play a game called Quiet Mouse. We're going to see who can be the quietest. You first. You're going to be Quiet Mouse. You want to win, so we keep trying again until you win the game. All right. Excellent. So, 1, 2, 3, Quiet Mouse.
So when you go to shift, right, you do that? He grabs a piece of cheese and goes huddles in a corner in the dark and just sits and nibbles for the whole shift.
It's going to bind you up.
That's actually probably for the best.
Might be right.
Siggy, before I go to sleep.
Yes.
If you hold on to this rock and you yell out, Quivering Rocks, it will heal you for 3d8 damage. Sorry, it'll heal you. That's what I'll say.
It was like,
I'm over hearing this, and I like start looking around the ground, and I pick up a rock and I put it in my pocket.
Thank you. You never know. Thank you very much. We'll make sure it gets good use.
Good luck.
So, Darg.
Yes.
Give me an awareness roll at a Bane.
Can you have correct double Banes?
Yes, you can have this. You can have like...
So I just want you to know I have a Bane to awareness because of my helmet.
Okay.
You don't so you have add, to wear your so you helmet. That,
he's on
guard. This is dark.
Okay. Yeah.
So yes, you can have right. You can have like multiple Banes and you can... Yeah.
All right. Hold on. Let me find another die. All right. I am rolling my three dice against awareness. Which is a 7.
No.
I got a 3, an 11, and a 13. So 13. No.
Okay.
I am mousing, eating cheese. I can't see in the dark. We didn't lit a fire. I can't see anything. So
I guess it's you, Siggy, who is awakened by the cool lantern light. What is your name?
I bolt upright and grab my bow.
There are basically there's two elves. One has a bow, nothing I think as nice as yours. The other one seems to have like a staff with has a staff with a little lantern on it.
Now, how are they dressed? Are they dressed in anything that might show that they might have a tattoo of some sort?
No, they're not wearing chiffon. Yeah, no. They appear to be dressed like hunters. They have fussy leathers and so forth and getting gear and so forth.
May our humble little campsite welcome you, my friends. I am Sigyn Watavanvatia.
I am Dolanil, and this is my sister, Orifin. We were wondering if you had seen knights traveling with an elf in their company. Not voluntarily, of course. We saw, we came across your camp, and we didn't want to wake anyone else.
And you can literally see Darg and Darg and Corinne on the other side of the camp discussing, that chief, that's mine. No, quiet. They are completely oblivious. And someone has obviously, and obviously someone has started a fire as well. Over there.
It wasn't me.
They're not the best in the wilderness.
We thought it was best not to frighten them. They still have not noticed our lantern.
But I can tell you, it wasn't Darg who started the fire, because he has a five in bushcraft.
Oh, well, yeah. Let me look at
Well, Corinne doesn't like being cold.
There you go.
So.
Yeah. She got managed to, it took a while, but she got it started. I know you're supposed to make
start a fire or cuddle with Darg under the orc banner.
You're supposed to make a trench around it, and then you put the wood in the middle. And there's other stuff. But she figures it out and gets it. Look at me. I'm a little bushcrafter. Don't put that log on there yet. Yet.
So I turned to them. I say, no, I'm afraid you're actually amongst the first of our kind I've seen in these parts in quite some time.
Yeah, most of us are leaving the area. Well, most of our people have left the area except for the Iron Woods. And I heard that too. I don't know where that's from. It was like a little voice in the dark.
But that's what I hear. It's so dark. That's how elves sound.
All the time, yeah.
But our friend, Aileel, was abducted by a knight, or may believe of the Knights Imperishable. We are searching for her still.
When did you first hear of her being in their company?
4 days ago.
Because we have heard tale of the knights patrolling north of the outskirt, but we have not yet encountered them. Is there a possibility they still may be northward of us?
Yeah, we believe they are actually further west, probably heading to that fort.
Having already crossed the river, or no?
No, without crossing the river. They must have come from that way, from the river over to here. We are currently in the process of trying to track them down. Since half of them haven't been seen, we will find their path, we will rescue our friend, and they will pay dearly.
Surely they
we could use a wielder of a moonbow to help us.
Moonbow, you recognize the bow?
Indeed.
What can you tell me of it? We found it in a cave some time ago.
You do not know the bow of Lumphelan. That is a forest far, far to the east. There is a nation of elves there. In the ancient days, before the alliance with men, these bows were made. Let us step away. I don't think they'll notice.
No, it's certainly not.
Yes, well, his sister goes, they were... a series, I would call them, I guess, ordained warriors, often wearing long blue cloaks covered with stars. The bows, once bathed in moonlight, or waved in the full moonlight, would come to their full power, and they would last until the new moon, and the ritual will be repeated again. But she looks up. But being the Misty Veil, I do not know if you'll find a place to see the moon here. No wonder. It does not have its...
We've not had the properties. Fortune of many a clear night here.
Any arrow it fires is the bane of any undead that are struck by it. It was used when fighting a certain army of undead in the ancient days, before the forest fell, where the Swin Temple is, to the south. Now that forest is dead, now the prophecies are still given. Anyway, it would be useful to have such a wielder with us, if you're willing to depart from your company and go with us to hunt.
I very much would love the opportunity, however, I fear the trials that await my party have a significance to this land, and maybe the beyond the veil as well.
Well, we must rescue our friend. We will seek you out, perhaps once we have done that.
And rest assured, if we happen to come across these knights and we find another of our kin, you know, prisoner to them, we shall do our best to see her freed.
Be wary, is all we can simply say. But yes,
You do. Safe journeys.
To you as well. Thank you.
And they head off for the night. The next morning comes without further incident.
I was saying, while they're talking, Karina and Darg are talking, I just walk over, kick dirt over the fire, and go back to bed.
That is not going to help it fire. Because that is the worst. I thought.
Oh. How did you sneak up on us?
That was, like, amazing.
I know.
It's like elven powers. he goes, to which Karina goes, you do realize that I have no ability to see now, because now it's super dark, but you've just kicked the light, and it's getting colder.
The sun will be up shortly.
Thank God. Okay, so there's a bit of disappointment as the fire is snuffed out, but the next morning arrives. The only thing amiss is, you know, miserable beast coming back into camp with feathers in his mouth.
What kind of feathers?
Make a bushcraft roll. Anyway, I don't know.
Do they look like duck feathers?
I believe those are giant rock feathers. Is it just like one feather?
One giant feather.
Yeah. He's using it like a toothpick.
Oh no! Glare!
The rarest creatures ever gone.
Dodo lost.
Our donkey seems to have eaten a griffin.
I've got a crafting of six. A bushcraft of six.
I made my bushcraft as well.
You think it's a feather, but you realize it's probably not from a bird. Yeah, the griffin seems more like a likely choice. But what? No.
Wait.
Probably not.
Twitching. Nope, are there more feathers matted around its crotch?
Which it never really does be like a donkey. It just sort of. It's kind of like. What would happen if a lion attempted to imitate a donkey kind of sound? And it just sort of doesn't come out
I'm
right.
I'm going to go make breakfast that doesn't turn my stomach.
So it's like reverse Narnia.
Yes. But otherwise, the morning rises, breakfast is served. The camp is broken down cold, and you guys can begin your journey. There before you is the road again that you can get back on, and the bridge that lies across the river, and on the far side, the Magna Woods, and a path off the road that will go further north. The road itself does go into the woods itself, though.
Maybe we should divert from the path from the road now.
After you'll we cross the river.
But you'll
after
need to cross the river,
yes. Do we hear about...
As we walk, I relayed the story of my encounter last night.
Well, that's crazy
Dane
dream.
Dane stops in the road. He goes, wait a minute. You can't ask for help. Why aren't we helping them?
I don't think we have the time. We are already out in the wilds with the swords... The followers of the demon lords seek, as well as those who seek to cleanse the earth and fire.
And Siggy, you have the impression that they necessarily didn't want any non-elves to go with them.
I'm making excuses for them.
Okay.
I would have helped.
I understand that. I appreciate the offer, but I fear our mission has a bit of a precedence. We'll help them if we can.
All right, I'm going to add that to my list. He's got a big, you can see it as he opens the book, to-do heroic quests to save elf captive from bad knights. Okay.
As far as being able to expose the boat to moonlight, you would need to get to a higher elevation at the edge of the valley. Could it be done? Possibly, yeah. We'll see.
Let's cross that bridge. Let's do it.
Yeah. So after we cross the bridge, are we going west or east?
We know where Mirror Lake is, so if we're going to there first, we should
do it. Did you get a picture of the map?
Northwest.
Yeah, let's go ahead and see a refresher map.
Or actually, on the far side of the bridge, we could just kind of follow the southern edge of the Magna Woods to get to the lake.
And the kindly ones did remind us to get off the road at some point, and I suggest that
we call them that. The kindly ones.
Well, that is what you call a coven of witches, isn't it?
Yeah, it's probably best.
I guess.
I mean, did you all not know they're witches?
Oh, we knew.
So where? Oh, did we just cross that bridge right there in the center?
I mean, the one literally had like a witch tattooed on her.
So if we just follow the road, it'll take us to the purple tower.
That bridge is, yeah, that's the bridge you just crossed, was that bridge in the middle. So, This is the bridge in question.
Purple temple.
And there's a shadow.
The temple does seem closer.
Yeah, but we're not quite ready for the temple yet, right?
We do not know what awaits us in either case.
Yeah, we don't know which is stronger, which is a stronger source of evil, the undead lich with his undead knights and living on the lake for centuries, or whatever demons are happening at this purple temple, or if we can even handle this at all. But I don't know, me personally, going off of what Brains just said, I would rather not have enemies to our front and back.
Do not fear. It is okay. We should go forward to the temple. It is there. Let us just strike ahead and do this. We have sword thrower. We have the great lightning duck, right? And we have Brains, our tactician. Siggy, our bow, and you with your notes. You're safe.
We can get distracted and go many different directions and face many different enemies. The longer we delay, the more enemies we'll find. So I do believe Dog has a point on this.
I'm for going towards the temple, but off the road.
Oh, I didn't say
the only thing I can think of being good on the road is, what if we encounter those knights and they have that elf girl?
Well,
traveling
The knights were south of the bridge right now. Isn't that what you told us, Iggy?
We believe them to be south of the bridge. We are certain. Mm. We did not encounter them on the way from outskirts, certainly. So unless they have some camp elsewhere.
Besides, do you not want to capture one of these cultists? If we hide from them, we won't capture any.
I'm not sure that's how hiding works.
We can hide so they don't see us, but then capture them unawares.
That's how hiding works.
Much how it would have worked last night when our watch failed us.
Why? Did something happen? Were we attacked?
With whom do you think I conversed?
Why? Nobody.
Precisely.
Let's put it to a vote. Temple, lake. Those for the temple, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
So three. And those for the lake?
Aye.
Aye.
Two, three. Great. Three and three.
So we must now do a game of chance.
What's Corinne say?
Let me consult.
I vote for outskirt.
All right. You know what? Can we spare 5 minutes while you all eat the cold oats that I've prepared overnight?
Took you overnight to make cold oats. We had a fire, but someone had to kick dirt on it.
So we didn't die.
Hater of warmth.
I'm going to consult my notes on what might be the best for us in this situation. And I'll spend the 3 willpower points to do intuition.
Okay.
It's going to be to go to outskirts.
It might be. I mean, this is where I
go to outskirts.
This is where I ask the DM for advice.
Go and have a beer.
Let me read this. I don't know if it says it. Will it have to answer anything? You may ask a question directly and receive a helpful answer.
The question is,
which will represent your general knowledge and should only aid you in the decision making.
Based on our current party makeup and strength, which would be more in our wheelhouse to handle, the temple or the lake?
Ooh, not a good question.
Not a good question.
Let me ask it. So
you're the one with the skill, I'm afraid.
Yeah,
got 9 fingers. I don't make the best choices.
With your wheelhouse, what would be the best one to take?
Dane is basing it on the legends of the Temple of the Purple Flame, the demons that, you know, that may or may not be infecting the land around it, Magna Woods, and the legends of the arch priest of the Dragon Empire, who's undead, who's surrounded by undead knights, in this Mirror Lake.
Okay, let's just weigh a few things, and then I'll give it a, I mean, you have defeated demons before. You have defeated some undead before. Actually, did you just flee from him, or did you? Yeah, you defeated the undead knight in the bitter mound, as well as the skeletons in the forest, and you've defeated demons, both the blood demon and you did, and then defeated X in the. In the village of Blackridge. So the question is, you've shown the ability to at least deal with the baseline of both of those, but you've never encountered a lich, not unless particularly one that's been known for undying and ever living, or with magical powers. So you don't really, I mean, you don't have no experience in that. So. The temple, it does have a cloud of disease, which I don't know if your healing is going to help you with that, but you only have one healer and a rock, so maybe that'll work.
Two rocks.
The sword is the one thing that can kill Azekoth. The sword is the one thing that can get you to the island of Azekoth on the Middle Lake. At least be able to walk.
Azekoth is the lich, right?
Azekoth is the lich.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In service of Sagmoth.
Okay. Did y'all notice that on the map there's like a creature that's the size of a town to the right of the. Okay. Yeah. Just want to say that. Throw that
out there. Here there be dragons. Pay the dragon no attention.
Okay.
I also note that there, Bob's Towers is not on the map, and that's just an oversight by Free League.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
You know.
That's one criticism I have.
Mm-hmm. He is by far my favorite NPC of this entire campaign.
Oh, really? That's good to know.
Malcolm's running. You don't have to kiss up to me.
Yeah. You have failed miserably. So, based on that, you are... probably at the caliber to take on the temple.
Would be the I'll lay this easiest out for everybody.
One, easier one, I guess.
I mean, and if we could handle the temple, then maybe we could handle the lich. I mean, I can't believe I'm even saying these words, but
lich, please.
I think it's here in front of us. If we just travel, and maybe we'll get some more information along the way that'll help us figure this out.
All right. So,
let's go.
You cross the river. Remaining on the road, crossing the great river, on the great span across the river Kumar, you reach the other side. Nothing really happens. You see before you, the road continues on, though it becomes a bit more broken up and stony. Even with it, it appears like certain things are thrown across it. Further as it disappears into the misty woods. To the north in Magna. Of course, the coastline continues both east and west. Well, east, northeast, and southwest. And you can see what looks like ruins further to the northwest along the shores.
Hmm. So how dense do the woods appear to be beside the road?
Beside the road, they are particularly dense, like most of the forest. It's surprisingly so, but the road itself is clear, which means that it's perfect. But I ambush for someone to watch you without being seen and move along the woods. But it's far enough away that you cannot quickly jump off the road to seek refuge in there. You would be exposed for at least a little bit before getting on the road to the woods on the side. But it's well within bowshot, or even crossbow, possibly.
So we can slow down our pace and traverse through the woods alongside the road.
That would take a lot of work on your part to get them through there.
But it is conversely, the less likely to expose us to the hazards of other more threatening parties.
I think it's quite possible.
I mean, you're the Pathfinder. I'm whatever way you think is best.
As long as we can mind our surroundings appropriately, I think we should wander alongside the road through the woods.
Okay.
Sounds good. Let's do it.
So we go towards the probably the west side of the road. The west side of the road, up heading north.
Okay, staying on the right side of the road, but you're going to go in through the woods to go up that road, right? You're going to stay into the wood line.
Left of the road.
All right. It is a tangle of woods. It's different from the Ironwoods, where the Ironwoods were older and had mostly sort of like, I would say, delicious trees, I guess that's the word. Whatever.
Deciduous?
Deciduous trees. Yeah. Mostly deciduous trees were in the Ironwoods.
And possibly delicious. I
mean. And some delicious trees. There were some apples, whatever. Trees in there. This one consists mostly of some sort of like dark towering sentinel pines, varying in their overall trunk size, but letting very little overall light reach down below. There is a kind of mist that seems to hang between the trees, and because they are pines, most of the needles have killed off most underbrush. So why it's open in some ways, where it's like it's, you can see pathways through there. There is billows of fogs and then drops and dips between where trees have fallen and come uprooted and where there are things. So it is not an easily transverse place, despite there being less underbrush here. And unlike the Iron Forest, Ironwood, there were no elves who had cultivated sort of pathways through like they did for there. This appears to be not be touched by them, or at least by elven foresters. This appears to have grown. You wouldn't say naturally, Siggy. It has grown, but it has been twisted and shaped in some way. I mean, these pines should mostly grow up straight, but they seem to almost grow sometimes in a spiral twisted way upward. And but it's, the canopy is very dense, making certain that most of it's always constantly shrouded in shadow. In some places, it's almost as dark as night. So, as far as seeing things, your awareness will be at a bane when you're in this dense forest.
So, are there also signs of like wildlife, or does it seem pretty devoid of animal traffic?
There are signs of some wildlife. You don't immediately see any when you guys go into the woods. They probably would have moved off. But less than you would anticipate. At least it doesn't, like, you don't hear the chirping of like lots of birds or anything like that. Insect, yes. Maybe the occasional twitter of a squirrel, but not birds necessarily. At least not in this part of the wood that you've entered. And some of the fog that clings to the ground does have a sort of odd color. Like the lowest part does seem to have an odd color. That color that sort of collects and sort of pools and so forth. So,
we will travel as deep in the forest as we can while still seeing sight of the clearings beside the road.
Okay. Just give me a bushcraft roll.
I'll assist.
Okay.
That won't help at all.
Well, I lost that die. One's 11.
It's gone.
The assist, I made it.
Okay. So you're able to stay by the road for the first part of the day once you've reached it, which is probably about, crossing the bridge was probably done in the morning. So this is like early, like late morning to early afternoon. You're still transversing. You have seen no one on the road. And there's been nothing particularly that you've encountered in the forest that's been any more disturbing than its natural ambience, which is not particularly friendly, but at least nothing attacked you. Or nothing that you've encountered. You have heard the cry of what you at first thought were crows, but realized there was something wrong about the vocal range of them. But that was some distance away.
Beasts and legends? Can I roll that to try to identify what that might be? Beast lore.
Lore, I think, would might be more useful, I guess.
Somebody wish to help me?
on that?
Sure, I'll help you. I have Beast Lord at 13.
Is it
Beast Lord? I have it at 3. Does that help?
Yeah. That too would be useful.
You too can do your part. I can assist with my 13.
I made it. By 5.
Okay. 1. You do not think it's a crow. You made it by 1? That doesn't matter. You made it.
By 5.
Yeah, fine. Doesn't matter. You're certain it's not a crow. Your thought, you think it might have been a harpy or harpies.
I was going to guess a harpy.
Yeah, probably a murder of harpies somewhere in the woods. But you have nothing of incident that happens that first shift. The second shift, you give me another roll, please.
2 and a demon. So, if I'm assuming that I was still being assisted.
Take the 2.
Yes. Take the 2. Yeah. I choose the 2.
Aww.
So it's a little bit, it's about getting, you know, it's like near lunchtime, getting, you know, the middle of the day. And you do see some individuals coming down the road. It appears to be a mostly mounted party.
Shit.
In the front, that is, with the helmet off, you can see there is a tall wolfen knight. He's wearing shining armor with a blue surcoat and a large, you know, it's a shield on his horse and is riding in the front. To his, a little bit further back, to his left and right, there is a human riding a horse and a mallard, which is riding a sort of a small pony. The human appears to be wearing a sort of a bright yellow cloak, and but all the rest of his gear seems rather sort of dark in color, various dark greens and blacks and so forth. Who appears to be, you know, has a sort of a burnishing a couple of long knives. The mallard appears to be wearing a sort of cerulean blue robe with stars and very celestial items on it. She has her hood pulled back, and she is sort of white and has all white feathers, gleaming, shining, like literally her and Quivering have that same sort of like beautiful plumage. Behind them, actually not. I guess you didn't. Well, actually, you'd have to give me an awareness roll. But behind them, you do see there appears to be another horse that's sort of riderless but has equipment on it. A mule that appears.
I didn't notice.
You know, 2 donkeys behind them. One appears to be carrying what looks like camping gear. The other one appears to have some saddle gear and what looks like a body wrapped up in cloth that's been tied up to it, you know. Like they're carrying, like it's carrying a body.
Well, I made my awareness roll by 1.
Watch out. They have a mallard wizard with them.
So you are able to notice that ahead of the party, on the far side of the woods, almost. Oh, but it's almost like you didn't miss him. But there appears to be a dwarf moving through the foliage. He is wearing dark green and appears to have some sort of bow and is moving slowly. Like apparently he's like either some sort of scout or hunter that's sort of moving ahead of them.
Baylor's gonna hide this, like make the sword less obvious as a.
And then
a,
you know,
it's a PC group. Rapid
after our last incident.
Yeah, we did, but yes. I'm gonna do some more.
And then from behind, because the knight's so big in his big, huge, gigantic charger, another man, there's a, you can, actually, I forgot, it should have been the cart, but the second mule, with all the equipment on it, behind it, it's pulling a cart, and there appears to be a hobgoblin in there, sort of tinkering away on stuff.
That'd be Baylor's target.
But it's a pretty well-equipped, pretty big, you know, a decent-sized party of people moving.
Okay. These are the knights.
So I signal everybody to be quiet and stay still and watch carefully. Is there any sign of them being, you know, Sathmar worshippers, slime, or really tell?
Should we sneak?
So Darg can't say this is out of character. Does anybody have heraldry?
No, that'd be myths and legends.
That'd be myths and legends.
I have myths and legends.
Dane, do you recognize?
I rolled a dragon. on Myths and Legends.
Okay.
I have both rolled a dragon and a demon this session.
That's too
cruel. There are several things you notice, I guess. The Wolfen Knight apparently is a knight of the Silver Heron, a detachment of the Heron Kings of Heron King Godwin's, his special knights, knightly order. That the Mallard is probably some sort of mage or wizard.
She is certainly a mage.
And you're certain that the hobgoblin in the back cart is probably a blacksmith. They are well known for their industriousness and determination as far as a great work ethic.
Okay. Just a point of order. Are they coming from the direction of the temple or towards?
They're coming from the direction of the temple.
And we're off the road, right?
Yeah, you're off the road in the woods, moving so you cannot be seen.
Dan rolls up the sleeve on his left arm. In situations like this, don't move, don't say anything, don't try to be sneaky, just be quiet. Siggy.
I'm gonna be sneaky. Just because.
Has Dark put two to two together that the kidnapped woman is the person rolled up in the blanket?
No. I don't know. How can you see? I mean.
I thought that you described that there was like someone rolled up.
There looks like there's a body rolled up in some cloth and it's been tied, to one of the animals.
This doesn't exactly look like a funeral party, though, right? I mean,
what do you mean? I mean,
for this those who made bound to the,
is the body dealt with in a funerary custom, or is it just kind of slapped?
The body looks like it's bound in a very funerary custom, like it's
okay.
Yeah,
thank you.
But these do not resemble the knights of.
Lack any of the symbolism of the knights of the.
There's not an elf among them, didn't your friend say that there'd be?
There is not an elf among them. No,
there's no captive among them.
Oh. But then they said knights. There's only one knight here.
There's only one knight. Yeah.
And they do not entirely match the description of that party.
They're a different type of knight, different order. That's a knight of the Silver Heron from a different kingdom.
Bugger.
I suggest we let them pass unmolested and try not to draw their attention.
I failed my sneaking roll.
Okay.
Of course you did.
So you may not have a choice. You hear a sort of... Well, which you recognize as a bird call that is not indigenous to here, Siggy. And the knight, his ears twitch and he sort of halts. He sort of slows down and just... The air is still not fresh here, he says something. And you see the mallard begins doing something with her hands.
Can I tell what she's doing?
It appears to be a spell. You do not recognize the spell.
Use your counter magic.
I do actually have some counter magic. Yes,
the counter magic is lightning bolt.
And you know, she just sort of, you know.
How far away are they?
We'll say they're 10 meters away, so about 30 feet.
Awful close.
Yeah, when they suddenly seem to realize something's wrong.
If it's gesture, I can do it quietly, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to cast Magic Shield. You interfere with the spell cast by another mage. This spell is a reaction and breaks the initiative order of combat, but does not replace your action. In the round, you cast it after your opponent's roll to succeed, but before any roll for damage or other effect. If it succeeds, the power level of your opponent's spell decreases by the power level of your magic shield. If the result is zero or less, your opponent's spell has no effect at all. So I was planning on doing it at rank 3. Should I roll it?
Sure, if you want to cast it.
I succeed.
She just says, Welland, the enchantment has failed. McGinty, be ready.
And he goes, the guy with the yellow cloak pulls out, you know, just draws his little short sword. And the company stops and begins to sort of move. The hobgoblin in the back is not really paying attention to any of this.
So how does Brains' stealthiness fail?
Yeah, I was just creeping, and I just
creeping along, trying to be quiet.
Yeah,
I'll get a better vantage from the top of this wood, from the top of this log, and he starts up the log. Yeah, and it's quiet, yeah, and then just like
what he always does,
it just sort of snaps and then breaks, which is like, and you hear a dwarf from across it. Hit him in the side. As he comes running out the window, he doesn't come out the window. He just says, "On their side, I can't see them yet."
Yeah, I'll crush.
And they turn in your direction, the side.
Yeah, I crush down.
The knight grabs his
tigers.
Helmet and he'll put it on. Do we have an initiative?
Yeah, I mean, Darg looks over at the rest of the group and goes, "Are we killing these people?"
So, I don't think at
this
to
point
do
is
that.
Like Dane to look at his list and he goes, and he stands up. He goes, "Hello."
Oh well, I will stand as well quickly. Oh hello, hello.
I stay hidden
the
in
the
tree line.
Just you know, slides on his helmet.
Greetings and salutations on this fine day.
The human is on his horse. He has slid off his horse with a yellow cloak. Says, "Hello."
Hello. We bear you no ill will. Thank you.
Really?
Well, I mean.
I'm just going off observation, of course.
Observations of what?
Sneaking around in the woods, not using the road.
You had a guy sneaking off in the woods.
Yeah, you had a guy sneaking off in the
woods. The dwarf who just came out of the woods.
Yeah, he didn't come out the woods.
The dwarf in the woods on the other side. Yes.
Tender Rock is always in the woods. That's what his job is.
Well, you know, your armor coming toward, yes.
The famous
very
woodland
sketchy.
Dwarves.
Mm, yes.
Well, anyway.
He shout up towards the knight. He goes, "Waylon, I think he might be a scholar."
I am, actually.
He
I'm
is
a junior
in fact
scholar.
A scholar.
Actually,
yes.
Wait a second. Let me look up how you're dressed. I think he might be a prince.
No, he's a scholar. He just dresses nicely.
He's wearing a crown and has golden armor.
That's under my coat.
He's wearing a crown. So maybe you're right. Okay.
It's a circlet. It's just... Thank you. It's not quite a crown. But no, I'm not definitely not a prince. Absolutely, positively, I am a scholar of the Order of the Book and Candle, junior grade. But with gold star.
The matter goes...
With gold star.
With a gold star.
Yes.
The Book and Candle.
Yes,
well
I'm very
met.
Proud of my gold star. Thank you. And who might you be?
Andina. Andina Ivorydown.
Very well. Well met, Andina.
Do I recognize that name at all?
Yeah, you there's no real... Okay. I don't know. She doesn't have any fame.
Someone is in the kitchen.
Yes, yes. She, of Sage Mound.
Is that a town I know?
Yeah, you can give me a Myths and Legends. At a boon.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I will succeed.
The wolf and knight will
and good
lift
sir
up the visor
of
his
silver heron.
You know of us.
I know of your heraldry.
I am Sir Stormhold.
Sir Stormhold.
Knight of the Silver Heron, servant of King Harren Godwin, first of his name, wielder of the Worldbreaker.
Worldbreaker.
That sounds interesting.
Ostentatious.
To which the hobgoblin in the back goes, "It can't actually break worlds."
Well, that's good, because we, as far as I know, we only did
I'm one. Very fond of mine.
Have you tried?
He goes, "You think he wouldn't?"
I keep sneaking off to the north.
Oh my god.
So, we seem to find ourselves here in a somewhat awkward situation.
You're creeping out of the woods?
Well, this is kind of a dangerous set of woods.
Very dangerous.
Yeah. But you are riding on the road in the middle of it.
Well, we thought it was best to remove the part of cover from them. And they could shoot us, yes, but most of them don't seem to have bows. Most of the things that we've encountered that have been dangerous didn't have bows. Seemed the lesser of two evils. And taking horses and a cart to the woods has been nightmarish in the past. It's not my fault. My forge needs some place to go.
May I ask where you're traveling to and from? Would that be rude?
There's a look between all of them, and the knight raises his hand. We are... get the name right. We are heading from the Temple of the Purple Flame.
That's... okay, the temple where the demons were at.
There are no demons there any longer.
Oh, you've defeated them.
We defeated the giant manticore. And the other human goes, and the portal guardians. And the portal guardians.
Okay. I'm confused. We were going because we thought there was a demon infestation there.
He goes, there would be. There's a portal gate there.
But you defeated the guard.
We closed the guardians.
Oh. Well, that's really...
That's fantastic.
But not without costs. He looks back at the horse.
Oh, so sorry to hear that.
And my condolences.
Brother Abernathy was our scholar.
Oh. I'm going to put my bow down now. And just, put the...
You should probably keep it handy in case something comes out of the woods.
Okay, well, I'm as a gesture of good faith here, I'm trying to show you that...
He's not afraid of your bow.
Threat. I'm just here to converse with you.
We should probably... He goes, fine, he will stop. He will give a signal, and most of the rest of the party will dismount. Well, actually, him and the mage won't dismount, but, the hobgoblin will stop tinkering and get off, walk around, and the second he sees Balor, the busied, he has a sort of look of just, before he sees him, he has a sort of look of just frustration and someone's bothering, but the second he sees Balor, he does smile. And walks right over. Good to see someone with sense.
Does he have essence?
Of course.
Does he have essence?
He has essence. It's not quite as thick, but yes, he does have essence.
Oh, a fellow forger, that's so good. Yes. You've had a harrowing time, I see.
It has been nothing but work. Not so bad. We're just finishing up repairing a bit, few nicks here and there, getting some armor straight, that kind of thing. And with Isabella off on the run, I'm working on her chainmail.
Oh, very well, very well. They appreciate your value your skills, correct?
Yes, but then he sticks out his hand, and then you guys do the, forge lurch.
The thing, yes. Yes, excellent. Well met.
I'm Ash Ogden.
I am Baylor Benfire. So great to meet you, my fellow master of the forge.
Come, let me show you my portable.
Oh, yes, please. This is excellent, excellent.
They'll go on
yes.
about silly stuff, about killing and doing
Then we
stuff.
Go talk about, I tell them how I had to been clean and my essence was gone. It was horrible, horrible.
I fell in the river.
It was unattainable pain.
To be removed from the forge, Lord.
Yes.
Darg will, jab brains in the side of the arm. Has a big smile on his face, and he's looking around back and forth. He goes, they're like us, but better.
Oh, geez.
I mean, in every way.
I mean, better than you, maybe, not me.
Who's better than me?
Certainly not that wolf.
As a sign of welcome, I have a piece of cake here. We keep several preserved in case we meet wizards.
To which you do see the mage sort of look over, and she does look right at you, Quiverwing, and then floats off her horse, and then summons a package and flies and floats over for you, and it appears to be a small decorative tin.
I'll give her my preserved cake. What was the name of the town she said she was from?
She was from Sagemount.
You asked me to roll Myths and Legends, and mm-hmm. I did succeed, but you didn't tell me anything about Sagemount.
Okay, I didn't know you succeeded. So basically, Sagemount is a school of magic that deals primarily in just mentalist. It is only, it's a mentalist school of magic, of scholars, you know, so it's more like, think of it more like, almost like a sort of, a temple on top of a large sort of, you know, series of rocks that's very, you know, but it's mostly just mentalist is all it teaches. It's a school of mentalist mages. Right, she will exchange cakes and just say,
It's lovely to make your acquaintance.
It's a pleasure to meet your acquaintance. Yeah.
Your plumage rivals my own.
Yours has color and depth. Mine is just downy and white like clouds on a day that's not quite so rainy as usually here. Mm. I do miss the places to the south with sun.
I chuckle quietly in the woods at Quivering Swagger.
Yeah. Yeah, he's doing his best. I was looking for a skill that's appropriate for swagger, and I'm like,
I think it's just like, it's like either persuasion or bluff, but bluff sounds like you're trying to do something cheap. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, he sucks at both of those.
Just a straight charisma roll.
Probably just a straight charisma roll.
Okay. Do you have a riz skill? That'd be a riz.
The riz skill.
Dane will approach the knight.
Success.
Who it's will like, take off his helmet, secure it, and begin dismount, and we'll just pat his horse, and just, and it will just sort of look over at you, but just say, calm, he is not to be harmed. The horse will then, you know, wait till he'll come over.
You should warn your party to stay away from our donkey.
Oh, yes.
He's evil.
Please, we have no control over the donkey. The donkey just sometimes carries things. But we have no association with the donkey other than that.
Okay.
Yes, well, the donkey's something wrong with it. I just don't know.
We should probably make camp soon, then.
We should make camp.
Before we do that, I have a question.
Sir Stormhold. You asking the knight?
Yes. And he'll go straight up, like eye to eye, you know, distance.
I mean,
he's like a 6 foot, you know, seven.
Yeah,
like,
well, I mean, Dana's tall too.
He's tall.
Yes.
Yeah. So he's pretty. He's like, are you a sworn knight?
I would not have the right to wear this armor. Well, that being so,
would you make another pledge now?
It depends on who the pledge is to and what it is for. Mm-hmm. One does not handle out one honor so quickly and so
flippantly. Well, I will make a pledge that I am sworn to. I am sworn against the forces of Sathmog and present no danger to you.
Ah.
And he takes the Sword of Valor out and cuts.
No,
his,
no.
He just cuts. I know what the sword is. Will you make
the
same pledge?
Just cut your hand.
Well, it's a small cut.
I'm not going to cut my hand and make myself slightly injured and not make a grip so good. What are you cutting? What is with cutting of hand to You could literally have done something far less intrusive that wouldn't impair your combat.
He's a compulsive vower.
I've made two.
Do you have gloves?
I do have gloves, yes.
Okay. Well, that's good.
I had to buy one because of this.
I lost a finger, too. It's back now, but yes.
It's back now?
Well, there was a healer when I was found that could repair that.
Oh.
Well, ooh, we have to find that healer.
It might be nice at some point.
It's not in this valley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, your pledge?
Against Sathmog?
Yes.
Yes. I pledge against Sathmog as well as Dagarth.
What do you say? That's Dagarth? The lich, right?
Yeah, no, I cannot have no demons and no necromancers.
Okay. What, is there like an intuition or. Okay.
Having had a civil conversation with them, eventually you guys are able to, with the combined hunters, bushcraft, and assistants, able to find a good place off the path near a mile marker that's somewhere in the woods in a clear place. It is defensible. They have There is no particular fear on their part of setting up tents in a fire, really, because they think, well, we might as well be comfortable before we kill anybody who comes here. No one's, you know, because we dealt with the cultists at the temple, and it's a little unlikely they're going to come following us to do any harm. And hopefully, to which the human goes, and hopefully they're not coming looking for food. God, those guys were starved and desperate when we ran into them. Anyway.
These guys are so cool.
How did you defeat the backwards cow?
To which the human goes, actually, we did find a cow sitting outside the temple. It didn't look very good, but we didn't.
Maybe we should share some, swap some stories over dinner.
Yes, it sounds lovely.
Okay. So we'll spend the night and swap stories.
So we
and
stop,
exchange food.
And we'll spend the night and swap stories, yes. And as the night settles in and the fires of friendship and begin to burn brightly, the camp's warmth and safety seems almost an impossible island in this dark and forbidding forest, where we find our heroes and other travelers on the road in good company.
Good night, everybody. Good
there
night.
We go. Yay. Yay. Thank you so much. There we go.
Hi, this is Matt, the co-host of the Advanced Age Role-Playing Gamers podcast, and you've been listening to our latest actual play, Mirth, Magic, and Mayhem, using the Dragonbane TTRPG from Free League Publishing, based on the classic Swedish role-playing game, Drakkar Demoner. If you like what you hear, please follow, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel and anywhere else you find podcasts. We also really appreciate feedback and chatting with folks, so feel free to tweet us, comment on our YouTube, or leave us a review so we can reach even more people. You can also visit our website at www.theaarpgs.com, where you can read more about the cast, listen to old episodes, and even shop our store for cool Geek Chic merchandise. This story features Malcolm and Nathan as co-GMs. Malcolm will also be playing the role of Karin, a halfling bard. Nathan will be playing the role of Brains, a wolfkin thief. Our players for this story are Tyr as Dane Ringson, a human scholar. Sean as Baelor Banefire, a dwarven smith. Chris as Sigyn, an elven huntress. Anthony as Corrigan Stonehammer, a halfling fighter. And Tim as Quiverring, the Mallard Mage. Character artwork created by Nemesis to Anthony Cupo and friend of the show, Jody P. Schaefer, whose work you may recognize from Metacopolix, Mari Kari, Megas XLR, and MTV's Downtown. Contact him when the time is right. You'll know how and when. Music licensed through Dark Fantasy Studios and SoundCue. Sound effects by Nathan, using Krotos Weaponizer, Studio, and Dehumanizer, using libraries from Boom Library, SoundCue, Krotos, and his own recordings. So thank you again for taking time to sit down with us at our gaming table. And until next time, remember, you're never too old to roll.